It's not December anymore, but we're not done with the Christmas story quite yet. Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I hope you haven't put away your nativity set yet, because we have a little correction to make. If you've got the three wise men visiting baby Jesus in the manger, pull them out for today because they never actually saw him in the stable. Instead, like Matthew 2 tells us, they found Jesus at his house some time later. We're talking more about the three wise men / kings / ancient magicians in today's story, O Come, Let Us Adore Him by Morgan A. Mitchell. Today, many Christians celebrate Epiphany by remembering how the Magi followed a star and traveled to Bethlehem to see Jesus. In many ways, the Magi are a unique part of the Christmas story. First, they were probably the richest people to visit Jesus. And second, they likely saw Jesus when he was around 2 years old instead of a newborn. Third, they weren't Jews. They were from the East. Some speculate the Persian area where Iran and Iraq are now. And fourth, unlike the other visitors, they presented Jesus with gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But the Magi didn't just visit Jesus to give him gifts. They came expressly to worship him, referring to him as the King of the Jews, Matthew 2:2. Somehow, they knew that the unusual star they saw announced the birth of a king, and their immediate reaction was to find him so they could worship him. The word worship means reverent love and devotion, ardent admiration or adoration. All this for a king who is born in a land far from their own. Notice the Magi first worshipped Jesus, then presented their material gifts. They did things in the right order. Jesus desires our worship more than the money we give or how much time we spend caroling at nursing homes. These are all good things, but he's more concerned with our love for him than any of the good works we do. Read more about that in 1 Corinthians 13, 1-3. The hymn, O Come, All Ye Faithful, says again and again, O come, let us adore him. Like this song proclaims, may the story of Jesus inspire reverent love and devotion in us. May we ponder the fact that God the Son willingly became human and was born as a baby, that he lived the life of a wandering preacher, that he let himself be put to death when he had done nothing wrong, and that he came back from the dead as the risen Savior, ascended into heaven, and promised to return one day and renew the heavens and the earth. May we celebrate and give thanks for God's love. May we worship him as the King of Kings, like Revelation 17:14 says. After all, no other God stepped down from his throne, gave up his life, and loved us with such abandon. As we remember all Jesus did for us, may we first respond in love, devotion, and adoration. And may our love then overflow in gifts of service to God and to his people. So let's talk about this a little more. Consider taking some time to express your love, adoration, and thankfulness to Jesus in worship. Now, as you and I can read in Matthew 2:11, they entered the house and saw the child with his mother, Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasure chests and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And I'd encourage you to dig a little bit deeper and read Psalm 29, verse 2, Matthew 2, 1-12, and John chapter 4, verses 23 and 24 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. And what'd you think of today's story? Or what could we do better on the Unlocked podcast or maybe the app? You can always tell us what you think or ask questions when you go to unlocked.org and tap contact in the menu. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, why God has a lot to say about one of the smallest parts of your body. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.